yeah.
Well, I'm riding along,
rousting you up on this Arizona Saturday morning.
That's been sung 100 times before.
But we're going to leave the horses in the stables today. We're going to do it the old-fashioned way, on our feet. Good morning, y'all. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House.
I'm happy and I'm free.
Good morning.
Just listen to the wind.
Isn't that a great way to wake up on a Saturday morning? It's Rosie on the House. I'm Rosie. Right over here sitting next to me in the studio is my dear wife, sweet Jennifer. Good morning, babe.
Good morning. Got to get up early. This Saturday is going to be hot this weekend.
Going to try and get a little warm this weekend. Romy is going to join us a little bit later in the show. He's down at a family rodeo event in the Gilbert area, I believe. Didn't he? Down there in Chandler, Gilbert, south of there a little bit. So he'll be joining us, of course, for the 8 o'clock Outdoor Living Hour. We've got Mike Reish, our broadcast engineer, making sure everything goes exactly as planned. And this morning in the 7 o'clock hour, we are being joined by the personal trainer used by me and my wife. And it just happens to be our middle daughter, Katie Stumbo. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
That's Go Conquer Fitness.
Yes.
And we're bringing Katie in because it's a conspiracy. Jennifer doesn't think I'm ready. She doesn't think I've done enough training hikes. She doesn't think I'm watching my diet close enough to be ready for the Memorial Day annual rim-to-rim-to-rim trek of the Grand Canyon.
Could I talk you into just rim-to-rim?
Depends on the temperature.
Yeah, that makes a big difference.
And that first day.
Oh.
Right.
You know, the rim-to-rim isn't too bad.
No.
But then that back to the rim.
The very next morning.
That second day is you really do question your sanity. So, Katie, thanks for joining us. We thought we'd talk a little bit with all the news we've had recently. I've been out on the trails a lot, maybe not as much as Jennifer thinks I should be to be ready for the trip. But
how do you think you are ready?
No.
Okay,
like
don't throw it all. Don't throw me under the bus.
I'm not quite where I should be. And the problem is in the traveling between now and then, and you know how much training can you do in a Motel 6, you know? But anyway, the topic of today that I wanted to bring Katie in on in particular was now with the heat. I mean, didn't we have a Phoenix Area Trails Rescue just yesterday?
I don't know about yesterday. I'll tell you how many to date, though. In 2017, there have been 80 off trails. Those aren't all heat related, but they're getting ready to be.
Yeah.
And last year, the total, this is just the Phoenix Trail System, 279 people rescued. That's everything from going off the trail to maybe an encounter with a rattlesnake to
heat,
hurting a shoulder, dehydration. I mean, there's no lack of reasons. So we just want to talk about being prepared and exercising in the summer, and who better to talk to than Katie?
Let's do that.
Let's do
exercising
it.
In the heat, because I have crossed the Grand Canyon where it was over 115 degrees at Phantom Ranch.
Yeah, that's miserable.
That was a miserable hike.
Is there any breeze at the bottom?
No.
None?
No.
And I've crossed it when we were in snow flurries. And I thought that was just delightful.
Awesome.
And you always do it the same weekend.
Yeah, it's always Memorial Day.
So you have to be prepared for everything, right?
I remember the first year we were all packed up, and it was supposed to be super hot. I basically had a loincloth packed for the trip. And you call me the night before, you go, you got to repack. It's going to be cold. And I had nothing, and it was cold. There was snow. There was hail. There was rain. It was cold, but it was very nice.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one point about hiking is there's no excuse not to know the weather anymore. You know, with smartphones, you can know within a couple hours what the weather is.
Well,
always check.
Well, in training, a couple weeks ago on one of the warmer days, I did about a 14-miler, and it took me a half a day to recover. Monday, a day and a half.
Looked more like about
like three, four.
I saw Katie. So that was on Monday. I saw Katie on Friday. I said, honey, I don't think he's okay yet.
The very next week, it was a touch cooler, just about 6 or 7 degrees cooler, I did 20 miles. And By supper time, I was fine.
Yeah.
I felt
huge
great.
Huge difference.
Yeah. Well, part of that was the supplements I had you taking on the trail.
And what was that stuff?
And I can, well, it's a product I found when Bruce was in the Marine Corps and his Navy SEAL buddies used it. And I thought, you know, if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for me. So you can find it at REI or on Amazon. And it's a Hammer Strength product. That's the company. And
Hammer, just like
Hammer,
a tool.
Like a tool.
Hammer.
That's why I thought you'd like it.
H-A-M-M-E-R, Hammer.
Hammer. And the first one that you drink while you're exercising is called Perpetuum. And that one just has a really good blend, 3-to-1 carbohydrates to protein, some amino acids, branched chain amino acids in there. And it'll really keep you going and keeping you from breaking down your muscles while you're exercising. When you do that, that's when you start getting in trouble. And then the one that I had you have as soon as you were done is called Recoverite. And again, that has glutamine in it. It's got some branched chain amino acids. It's got a good protein to carbohydrate mix to really speed up your recovery.
Well, I could swear by that stuff. I'll tell you, the first time you ever gave it to me was when we did rim to rim to rim at the end of the second day, top it out on the south rim. You said, here, Dad, take a hit of this. And boy, it was at 15 or 20 minutes, and you could start feeling recovery, aches and fatigue, and a little
brain
more energy
fog
level,
going away.
Brain fog going away. Absolutely,
it's great stuff.
It is. So I would tell you that if you're doing any kind of extensive outdoor exercise or hiking, and hiking's different than some of the other stuff, like skating or rollerblading or bicycling. Mm-hmm. It's a lot different.
Let's back it up a minute, and let's just talk about how the different ways your body can cool itself, and then we'll talk about why the different exercises might be great in the summertime. So your body is really amazing at thermoregulation, regulating its internal temperature. Okay, we're one of the best in the animal kingdom. We cool through sweating. Okay, so everybody knows when their skin is wet, it feels cooler. Okay, one of the ways that it's that way is because of the moisture. The other reason is because we live in a very dry environment. So as that moisture evaporates, the act of it evaporating off your skin creates a very cooling effect. Okay, so it's not necessarily cooler, but it's drawing the heat off your body, and it's as the moisture dries and evaporates, that cools your body. So we cool off through sweat. Okay, the other way we cool off is through convection. Okay, like a convection oven, right? With that wind moving across your skin, create like a fan. Okay, so it doesn't cool the temperature of a room, but the effect is cooling. Right, the right. Air moving across your skin draws the heat away and cools you off. So we have evaporation, we have convection. That's another reason, like, for instance, last summer, our rescues spiked during the monsoons. And the reason for that is because during monsoons, we have a lot of humidity, which we're not typically used to here in Arizona, right?
Right.
When there's humidity, when the air is already saturated with moisture, your sweat's not evaporating. If it's not evaporating, it's not cooling your core temperature. It's not pulling the heat off of your body. And essentially, you're creating this little climate right around your body of heat and moisture, and you will overheat quickly and find yourself in a hard spot real fast. So when humidity spikes, you really need to pay attention to what you're doing.
You want to know the other downside to that?
What's that?
Chafing.
Oh, man.
20 miles to do that
Nobody
to you.
Nobody likes blisters.
Oh, man.
Nobody
when you can't dry off.
When you can't dry, it's hard.
Chafing.
It's hard. So, you know, in the summer months, we start
bring
seeing.
Bring your supplements and bring your Body Glide.
Body Glide is great. You know, you start seeing all those stories in the newspaper of Texas and Louisiana, all those football players, heat exhaustion, heat stroke, and they're 16, 18 years old in football camp having all these issues. That's because of the humidity. Their body cannot cool itself in humidity. So when monsoons rolls around, really start thinking. You know, 10 months out of the year, I'm like, why are you in a gym? We live in the best state in the union. July and August, why are you outside? Go join 2 months in a gym, you know?
Or get up to the rim.
Or get up to the rim, yeah. Or get up to Flagstaff. Get out of the humid humid heat down here in the valley.
Now, when you're talking about cooling your body, I am much more comfortable, and I found a new hiking hat that I really, really like. Mm-hmm. I've always hiked in big brimmed hats.
Yeah.
But I decided to try a different kind of hat, and it distinctly kept my head and face cooler. So I want to talk about what that kind of hat was, but about covering your body. You know, you get out on these trails, and there's a lot of people out there, like you say, just barely in loincloths. And they're exposed, and they're covering, you know, I don't know. You can get back to East Loop, you know.
Yeah.
And from East Loop, you're, what, 4.5 miles to the nearest trailhead?
Yeah.
So maybe a little more. So they've gone some amount of distance, and they're carrying 1 8- or 10-ounce bottle. They hardly have any clothes on at all. I'm thinking, ooh, I couldn't do that.
You know, and as we get older, our bodies don't handle it as effectively as we did younger. But, you know, nobody's immune to the ravages of the Arizona heat.
Yeah.
It takes one bad dinner that doesn't set you up for 20, you know, being out in the heat the next day. It takes, you know, one extra drink than you usually have to dehydrate your body the night before, and you're out there, and then you're uncovered, and the sun is beating on your skin and evaporating so fast off your skin that you're on the fast track to some real problems.
And
cover up a little bit, get the heat off your skin, let that moisture-wicking clothes pick up the moisture and kind of keep it close to your body, keep you cool.
I'm completely covered in long sleeves, mm-hmm. long pants, and then the hat and sunglasses. Nobody even knows who I am. I'm just
incognito, styling on the trail.
But I do want to talk about this particular hat that I found. And again, yeah. I found it at REI.